He's seen it from all sides. As a cop, as a clergyman, as a candidate, even a professional wrestler. Now he brings you both sides of the issues facing Naples and all of Southwest Florida. This is the Joe Whitehead Show. Call Joe now at 430-2428.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to the Joe Whitehead Show, and we are, as always, live and armed. It's a hot, steamy Saturday. We're in the studio. We're celebrating this weekend Father's Day. And what I mean by Father's Day are people who actually accepted the responsibility of parenthood. I'm not talking about someone that's just a DNA donor. I'm talking about someone who accepted the responsibility. We're celebrating that tomorrow, this weekend. And a lot of what's on today's show is going to be about that. So I invite your calls and comments about this issue and topic. And if you just want to say something about your father, or if you're a dad and you want to say something about your kids, you can call us at 430-2428, 430-2428. We're going to hear from Doug Rankin today. He's going to be live in the house. Also, John DePrisco is going to be live in the house with us. We'll be hearing also Kelly Mason Lichter will be calling in with some important school information. That's something parents and parents who care about their kids are listening for and want to hear. And we're also hearing from today an old friend of mine I've known for a very long time from the law enforcement community named Ron Mosier, and he's with a friend of his named Mike Holmes. They're members of the Kiwanis, which does you all know Kiwanis does great things in every community, especially here in Naples. And Ron and Mike are going to tell us about a little project that we're inviting you to help them with for Kiwanis, and it's called Christmas in July. First thing I want to do is officially welcome Ron Mosier, because this is your first time in the studio. You've called in before.
Yes, I think I've called in once. This is the first time I've been honored to be sitting into a stool next to you, Joe, on the radio.
Hey, it's fun to have you here. And if we could just have a show with you and I talking one day, just telling jokes from the past, we'd be in so much trouble with the FCC and probably and probably the Humane Society and everybody else. But anyway, glad to have you here. Honored to have you here. And folks, Ron is one of the premier members of the law enforcement community here in Southwest Florida. He served for many years doing a great job in a lot of areas. And he left his mark on this community in a very positive way. So I thank you for your work in that.
Thank you.
All right. And Mike Holmes is with us, who's a member of Kiwanis. Mike, welcome to the show.
Good morning. I appreciate being here and being able to talk about the Kiwanis organization and also our Christmas in July project, which is held every year. It's going to be our third annual Christmas in July project this year. And as a part of this project, what we do is we provide homeless children in Collier County area. And last year, there was about 1,150 homeless children. This year, because of Hurricane Irma, we're up to about 2,500 homeless or at-risk children of being homeless. And homeless could be, you know, living in a tent. It could be living in a car. It could be living in a motel room, a different one every night. It could be living with a relative, a different relative every evening. But these children are identified by the school system, and we keep track of them so that, you know, we don't have a bunch of people working the system. We try to make sure that we cover a lot of the children or most of the children that are truly homeless. It's an expensive endeavor.
Yes.
What we do is we
How much you guys have to raise to do this?
We need to raise $250,000.
Yes.
That's not easy.
No, it's not easy at all. And when you're serving that many children, it's about $89 per child is what it works out to be. And what we're providing for these kids are a backpack with clothing, shoes. A very important item for these children are underwear, believe it or not. They do not have enough underwear to provide for an entire week of school. So it's an issue. And our event every year is held at the Florida Sports Park. It's in July. And, Ron, do you have that date of our event this year?
You know, I was just thinking about that myself, and I can't remember what the date is.
Well, we're going to have it for you here, folks, in just a minute. Let's talk more about what the event does. So you're looking at helping at least 2,500 kids who are either classified as homeless or at risk of being homeless, and that's a real number that people don't think about. Is, you know, Collier County has, I think we're the third or fourth highest per capita income in the country. I know I believe we're the highest in the state of Florida.
I believe so.
And yet, even in a community with an abundance of income and wealth, there's still homeless kids.
Yes.
So not everybody is doing as well. And what this does, that, ladies and gentlemen, is the Kiwanis Group, which is strictly volunteer. They strictly spend whatever funds they raise for these events like this. They do a lot of good in the community. If you want to help them, this would be something to reach out to Kiwanis and let them know you want to be, you know, there for them, because they're there for a lot of people. So we have the date of the, you have the date yet of this?
I haven't seen it. I think it's
we do. It's July 28th. It's on a Saturday this year.
Yep.
And what you can do is, if you would like to sponsor a child, it's called Sponsoring an Angel, or provide any other levels of sponsorship, you can just go onto our website. It's www.KiwanisChristmasInJuly.com. And there are links on there that you can go and access, and you can donate and sponsor a child. With 2,600 children, or 2,500 to 2,600 children this year, it is a huge financial endeavor for us, and we do need all the help we can get financially.
And you know what? To those of you who want to honor your own dads,
yes,
for Father's Day, you could do one of these in the name of your own dad.
Right. I'm going to do it today. Today's my mother. Happy birthday, Mom. Her 88th birthday.
Cool.
So I'm going to sponsor an angel for her for $89 in her name.
Excellent, Ron. Good job. So anyway, if you're interested in doing that, if you have questions for these guys right now, 430-2428. That's our number, 430-2428. This is third annual. So is this Kiwanis all over the country doing this, or is this just here in Collier? Where did this come from?
This particular event, this is our third annual event here in Collier County. However, it's modeled after an event that's held every year over in the Fort Lauderdale area, and it's held at the BB&T Center in Fort Lauderdale, and they've been serving the homeless children over there for years. We've been serving at that event. We learned the inner windings of the event over there, and now we brought it over here and started the event over here. It was a member named Bill Resigliano, who really pushed forward this event to make it a total division of Kiwanis event. There are eight clubs of Kiwanis in Collier County, but all eight work together for this event for the community.
You know, my own daughter was a participant in Kiwanis when she was in high school, so the Key Club,
absolutely.
And I remember hearing some great things that they did here in the community. So I wish you a lot of luck in getting all the resources you need. I think it can happen. Folks, let's give them the info again one more time. If you want to donate to this, okay? Mike, give them the website again.
Okay, the website is www.KiwanisChristmasInJuly.com.
And if you do that right now, we'll also get you an autographed picture of Ron Mosier.
Wow.
In his police civilian uniform.
I'm donating you right now.
Yeah. I think I have to bring it out of the closet. It's been in there for a while.
Well, it'd be fun to strap on the gun and pin on the badge again. You know how that works. Hey, listen, this is a question for Ron, too. This goes back to policing, but it ties into your Kiwanis stuff. When you're actually out there in the community and you're working on cases, you're working with victims of crime, people that come to you with a complaint, you see a whole other side of life. You see under the veneer of Naples, or any community for that matter.
Oh, yeah.
Really goes on. There are really people who are victimized by various things here, and we don't often see that by just when you drive down the street and see the nicely trimmed palms and, you know, hibiscus and everything else.
Well, you know what it is. In this community, you got a lot of people that come look at it, and they look at the beauty and the scenery and that, and you got other ones come in and they go, wow, there's a lot of pickings here if I work it right, and they'll take advantage of people. And you've got to be careful in that. But see, the thing is there's a lot of good people out there that have had some difficulty, and that's where some of these wound up because of the storm. The rents here are not favorable anymore. I mean, my one son had to move out because he couldn't afford the rent anymore. It's an expensive community to live in if you're a working person. And that's who we're trying to help, is the working people, their children. And we did have a lot of families show up at the event last year at the sports park. The first one was at the community center in Golden Gate, right. And it was small, and we realized it expanded, and we went up the sports park, and we're probably going to stay there for a while unless we outgrow it.
Right.
But we'd like to see these numbers go down, but we've got to help them, because if they get a good foot starting in school, that can maybe keep them from having to deal with law enforcement down the future. And, I mean, this community, if you look at it, Sheriff Rambosky, even when he was with the city, we worked with him. Remember, Joe, you were even involved with that.
Yes.
We did the youth nights, trying to keep the kids occupied during the summer. Those are still going on now in hot summer nights. So, and that, plus look at this community. There's skate parks. That keeps the kids out of being involved.
That was one of your projects, getting skate parks up and running.
Me and Billy D. Mercurio, We got that going in the city, which made the county do it. And there's one in the, I don't know if the one in East Naples is still there, but we got the one in the city. There's one in Immokalee. I know there's one down on Marco. Mm-hmm. And there's not many communities that have that many kind of skate parks. So there are opportunities here, but here is a great one to help kids to keep them on the right track and on the right foot, because they'll go in there feeling good about themselves in school and maybe succeed.
Amen. Well said. Well, gentlemen, I thank you both for being here today. It's an honor to have you both. I wish you both a great happy Father's Day weekend.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, hope you have good times with your families. And we're going to take a time out for our sponsors. Before we go to that, I want to say a shout out, first of all, to Mike Ostreich of Electric. He's got an electric repair company. He's an electrician in the area. If you need him, he does great work. That's Mike Ostreich. Give him a call if you have electrical needs. One of the best places, by the way, and Maron Mosier, I'm going to give you this as a high recommendation, because I know you're a man of you're a connoisseur of good things. And if you want the best sub anywhere in Naples, go check out the Neapolitan Gourmet. They're in that Bed Bath & Beyond Plaza shopping center at the corner of Airport and Pine Ridge Road. Go talk to Vinny. Well, first of all, if you want some great Italian sausage, talk to Vinny. He makes his own there. It's absolutely fantastic. He sells all kinds of Italian deli-type products. His subs will knock you out. They are so good. And if you want to have, you want to taste a good one, soppressata and capicola. Just tell them you want a soppressata and capicola sub. It'll be the best sub you've ever had. That's Neapolitan Gourmet. They're in the Bed Bath & Beyond Plaza. Go see Vinny. Try the best sub in Naples. And with that, we're going to take a time out.
98.9 WGUF.
This is the city, Naples, Bonita Springs, Florida. I work here. I'm a locksmith. BB Locksmith. It was season. Everyone's guard was down. Tourists and snowbirds were settled in. Locals were oblivious to the crime being committed around them. That's when I got the call. BB Locksmith.
I need help.
Just the facts, ma'am.
There have been several break-ins in my neighborhood.
Not surprising. In the last quarter, over 1,800 property crimes were reported. And in the last year, the number was almost 8,000.
I think I should improve my locks.
With two shops and a half dozen mobile service vehicles, BB Locksmith can help before you become another statistic.
BB Locksmith is family-owned and operated, and we genuinely care about our neighbors and their security. Find us at bblocksmith.com or call BB Locksmith 239-262-2000.
Thank you, BB Locksmith.
Just doing my job, ma'am.
BB Locksmith, 262-2000.
Hey, do you want to save, I mean big money? Well, then you need to be purchasing your printer ink cartridge refills at Cartridge Depot. That's right, save up to 50%. 50% less than the big store prices. They're locally owned and operated. These are real people who live right here in Collier County with real answers to your questions. Go in and check out Cartridge Depot. Save big bucks. Get quality products. And by the way, they actually test out their cartridges before they sell them to you. That's right. Quality control from Cartridge Depot. Good products. Save big bucks. Check them out. Cartridge Depot, 2622 Tamiami Trail North. Go there today. Check them out on thejoewhiteheadshow.com. I love that music. It makes me want to strap on a gun, pin on a badge, and get back in action. That's what I'm feeling like this morning. Welcome back. This is the Joe Whitehead Show, and we are, as always, live and armed. Here in the studio joining us, we have Doug Rankin, who's with us just about every week, one way or another. Thanks for coming in.
Good. And the world would be a better place if you did that, Joe.
Well, you never know what's coming next. And also, John DePrisco. Thanks for joining us, John. John was with us last week, and he's prepared some stuff that we're going to talk about how it relates to our whole society. Because today's show is really about being a good parent. It's Father's Day weekend. What makes a good parent a good parent? What makes a dad a great dad? How does that fit into our society? And what are we doing as a society to undermine that? We're going to talk a little about that. But we have a caller who's holding on the line who wants to join us. Is this Joe? Hello, is this Joe?
This is Stephen Jaron.
Oh, Steve Jaron. Hey, Steve Jaron, thank you. They had the wrong name on the screen there. Steve, okay. Tell the audience your full name, and you're running for an office, and I want you to explain that to us. Into our audience.
Sure. Yes, sir. Yes, my name is Stephen Jaron. It's spelled with a PH. I am running for District 4 Collier County Commissioner.
Okay. And you are, I talked to you before the show, you're about a, 15, 16-year resident? You've been here a while. You're not a newcomer.
Yes, 15 years, married. We have twins, boy and girl twins, headed to high school next year.
Wow, fantastic. And you're a local businessman as well?
I am, yes. I'm a general contractor here in Florida.
Okay. So you're running for county commission, and what is the primary inspiration to jump in and run for that seat? District 4, that's the District 4 seat.
Yes, yeah, District 4, kind of a complicated district with the city of Naples and East Naples combined into District 4. My primary reason is I'd like to see the community keep improving. I live in the Bayshore Gateway area, and that particular part of District 4 has been trying to redevelop for many, many years, and it looks like we're moving forward, but we just want to ensure that keeps going and that the bridge between the city and the county is a good one, and things just keep moving forward.
Okay, well, that's a good answer. What is I know we have a current commissioner occupying that seat, and obviously, if you're running as a member of the same party as that commissioner, what we're saying here is you're not seeing good that where she's her perform. We're not seeing where her performance has been satisfactory at all. Is that fair to say?
Yes. Well, I think there's room for improvement. Yeah, I think there's definitely a lot of room for improvement.
So, well, I'd even say a whole lot of room.
Yes. I mean, it may be one of the most complicated areas in Collier County, in my opinion, I guess. So I think there's really, a lot of things that need to be considered as far as the decision making on redevelopment and all the issues that are out there today in this commissioner race.
Hey, listen, being that it's Father's Day weekend, do you want to give a shout-out to your kids?
Yes, exactly. Yes, of course. Yeah, hi to my kids, Alana and Willem. They're 14 and headed to Naples High, like I said, and they've been just a joy to parent. Yeah, and also a shout-out to my dad, who will be 90 years old this year, and is a Korean War vet, and has been a great inspiration to me.
Let me ask you this: being that the prime, and I'm going to have you come back to this show down the week several times. If you have time on Saturday mornings, come in the studio. We're going to have lots of time to talk about issues. Doug Rankin's sitting beside me, nodding his head. I think he likes what he's hearing already right now. But if I had to say, what's the one most important thing you would say to other dads about being a good parent? What would you say?
I think that kids today, my dad really did a wonderful job as far as leading by example. My dad, like I said, he was a Korean War vet. He went to Penn State University on the GI Bill and went into the architecture field. And when I was a little kid, he had to take the architecture exam to get professionally licensed. A difficult exam. He did not come from a real wealthy background, working class family, but I just remember him as a young boy watching him take that exam and prepare for the exam. It's several parts, it's similar to a CPA or bar exam, and just he struggled with it, but you know what? He got through it and he passed the exam. And I just remember him. He did not give up. And he just went. It took a couple of years, but he got through it and became a licensed professional architect in Pennsylvania and New Jersey as well.
That's that's a great real life example to take away from this. Not giving up and actually working towards something, even though it's difficult. Not quitting on it, staying with it, and succeeding. And that's a great story.
Yeah.
Well, Steve,
yeah.
Listen, we're gonna let you go right now, but we're gonna have you back. So hang on to my phone number. Call me next week. I'm going to have you back in the studio so we can actually get into issues. And I'll have Doug Rankin here, he's the actual, you're the state representative.
Well,
of the
I'm
Republican
a
Party.
State committee man for Collier County and CD chairman for half of South Florida.
So he's basically the guy to get to know politics here in Southwest Florida. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes. I've met Doug. Yeah. Great guy.
All right. And John DePrisco may be with us on that one too, who's doing a great job. Helping us out with issues and information on the air. So we'll have you in the studio. Happy Father's Day weekend.
Okay, great. And my website, my candidate website is www.stephenjaron.com, and that's with a PH. And under Facebook, it's Elect Stephen Jaron.
We
but
will check it out.
Thank you so much, Joe. I appreciate it. And happy Father's Day.
It's our pleasure. Happy Father's Day. All right, listen. I'm going to talk to these guys in-house here. Doug Rankin, you're a dad.
Yes, sir, I am. And by the way, I'm also a Kiwanian, too. And thank you very much for giving a plug to them. I've been a member of Kiwanis since 1977.
They do great things. They
sure
really do.
And
really
I think our club is going to help them with that also. And it's a great thing. They also do a Christmas thing for kids that are homeless and needy also.
Excellent.
So they're out there doing a lot of good for the community, and good shout out to them.
Thanks for saying that. What as a parent, what was the hardest when you were raising two sons? What's the hardest part about raising kids?
Well, I was very lucky. I sort of used with my boys what my mother used with me. My mother did it partially because she wanted to have a good son and daughter, and partially because she. Economic necessity. My mother used to run major corporations in the 50s and 60s, and she quit that in the middle 60s, opened her own accounting practice from scratch in Bradenton, Florida, in an area not known for favoring women running businesses. And so I was put to work in that office when I was 8.
Wow.
And before I was in high school, I was telling people your age how to run their businesses, was doing books and accounting and taxes and other things too, and going to military school and having all sorts of fun. And I had a while my father was removed from our lives when I was very young, my mother tried to make up for it. She outshot my instructor at military school.
That's a beautiful thing.
anyway, be that as it may. So I've done similar things with my boys. I have two boys. They are now 30 and 25. One of them is an electrical engineer. It works at Classified Parts of NASA. And the other one is going to be an electrical engineer. He'll graduate next May. And in 1992, I separated from my old partner and opened my own practice. And so from that age, when my one son was like 4 and my other son had just come along, they were working in that office from the time they were old enough to walk, cleaning, and then in the summers and all that, answering phones and all that. I made sure that throughout their upbringing, I never missed a baseball game, a camping trip, a vacation, and all that. Many times I had to stay up all night to make sure I didn't do that. Also, the thing, we've been talking a lot about schools, and I was really shocked. I didn't miss a single parent-teacher night through their entire 13 years of school, either one of them. And I would imagine in most of those classes, there were 25 to 30 kids. There were never more than 6 or 7 parents
wow.
at a parent night in any of those.
So people just not doing the parenting.
Yeah, and we've talked about school shootings and all that before. You know, when up till the 80s in Collier County, Manatee County, and Palm Beach County, you know, in the middle of nowhere, you were allowed to bring your gun to school, essentially, and nobody shot each other. So there's something wrong with society.
It's not the guns. I agree. It's the society. And I think there's so many examples of like what you just had said about that. So one of the key ingredients for you then was you were there all the time. Any event they had, you're there with them.
And they were either with their friends, and I have 7.5 acres on the end of a 1-mile-long dead-end street, so I knew all their friends. I was involved in their schools, made sure they spent some time in a private Christian school. We made sure that when they weren't busy at the office, we wouldn't hold them there, just be bored. So they hung out at a terrible place, the Books A Million store there next to my office before it was torn down. And so they were enjoying themselves there. We took a lot of trips, a lot of vacations when they were in that private Christian school. Since they went year-round, we could take them out whenever we wanted and go traveling and trips and all that. And I stuck with a situation that most people wouldn't have stuck with until the last of them was out of the house and gone. And they're both very successful. One of them's never even had a speeding ticket, and the other one only had one. And since the judge is retired, I can say this. He said if it had been him, he'd have done the same thing. He was late getting a girlfriend home to a retired Marine drill sergeant father.
Well, there's a reason to go. There's a reason to go.
So he gave him a fine and made sure he paid it. But other than that, they've not been in a bit of trouble in their lives. They're hard work, successful, never having any troubles, and very, very proud of them. In fact, this weekend I've got it here with you. Then I'm going to go have lunch with the governor and Joanne's function. And then I'm going up to help a longtime friend of mine for 42 years. And then I'm driving over to spend the rest of Father's Day with my sons.
That sounds awesome. Let's jump over to John real quick. John, you've raised how many? Four or five kids?
I have four kids.
Four kids. Uh-huh. And what's a key ingredient in successfully seeing your kids grow up and become responsible participants in society? What's key ingredient?
100% backup mom.
Ah, okay. So don't
always make sure they see that
united front.
Yes,
That too.
That's actually you know what? There's more wisdom in that than people realize because I have observed children trying to manipulate.
Oh yeah,
parents against each other, parents versus teachers, teachers versus parents, manipulation. Kids can figure this out quickly.
Yep.
So your key is don't be manipulated.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but if they see the united front, even if I have to do a 180 initially, you know, we'll talk about it after, but the kids have to see us united.
That's a very good observation. I hope people write that one down because that actually matters. Parenting is issue of responsibility. So you prepared something we're going to get into after the break, but it really shows where As we as a society are built of a bunch of small units called families, yet our society, our government has endeavored to break that down. And we're going to talk about how that is in just a minute. First, I want to say a few words about one of our great sponsors, and that's AC by Florida Comfort Systems. Now, folks, I don't have to explain this to you right now. I think you get this. It's hot because it's June, and in June it gets hot outside. So you want to be inside where it's not hot, okay? That's what you want. And the best way to make sure that happens is your AC system's got to work. So AC by Florida Comfort Systems, which is locally owned and operated by Denny Martin, by the way, who is a veteran, United States Navy veteran, honorably discharged, served on the Saratoga. Actually out of Jacksonville. He owns the company. He's been running it since 1985. His technicians are all well-trained. They're all screened. They will get over to your house. They'll make sure your system is running and running right. And I'd give them a call. You can check them out, AC by Florida Comfort Systems, on the Joe Whitehead Show website. They're the ones with the cool dog mascot on the trucks. That's AC by Florida Comfort Systems. We'll be right back.
98.9 WGUF.
Managing your lawn care needs is a priority for all homeowners. Classic Lawns is number one when it comes to mowing, trimming, fertilizing, and landscaping. Owner and hands-on manager Manny Torero can give you an estimate and get the job done. Classic Lawns of Collier County is my own lawn care, landscaping, and tree trimming choice. Make them yours. Classic Lawns offers the best lawn care at reasonable rates. If you want the best, call Classic Lawns of Collier County Incorporated. Call them today at 455-6900. You'll be glad you did.
This is the city. Naples, Bonita Springs, Florida. I work here. I'm a locksmith. BB Locksmith. It was season. Everyone's guard was down. Tourists and snowbirds were settled in. Locals were oblivious to the crime being committed around them. That's when I got the call. BB Locksmith.
I need help.
Just the facts, ma'am.
There have been several break-ins in my neighborhood.
Not surprising. In the last quarter, over 1,800 property crimes were reported. And in the last year, the number was almost 8,000.
I think I should improve my locks.
With two shops and a half dozen mobile service vehicles, BB Locksmith can help before you become another statistic.
BB Locksmith is family-owned and operated, and we genuinely care about our neighbors and their security. Find us at bblocksmith.com or call BB Locksmith 239-262-2000.
Thank you, BB Locksmith.
Just doing my job, ma'am.
BB Locksmith, 262-2000.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Joe Whitehead Show. And if you want to call in a tribute to your dad or say something about your dad for this Father's Day weekend, 430-2428 is the number. We have John DeProsco in the house. Doug Rankin's here with us. And, gentlemen, on the line, we have one of the great representatives of the people here in Southwest Florida who actually was one of the very, very few I've ever seen actually deliver what she promised she would do when she was elected to school board, and that's our friend of the show, Kelly Mason Lichter. Welcome.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you for that introduction. That's very kind of you.
Well, I have to tell you, this is a Father's Day show, but I think it's appropriate that you're calling, first of all, because of an entire school board, you're the one that seems to have the most intestinal fortitude and some mysterious mix of what guys are supposed to have and don't.
Yeah, I, you know what, Joe, I've had this conversation with many people about the fact that a lot of our elected representatives who go in, you know, you think that they've got it, they're principled, and something happens to the majority of them. They get, I don't know if they get corrupted by the system, the egos involved, but I'm not a politician. I was just a, you know, not to downplay it, but I was a stay-at-home mom and wanted a better education and got myself into politics. But what I've seen is most people don't stick by what they say they're going to do. So
very few do, and I'm glad that you were able to be an example of what to do. You've stuck to your guns. Hey, we're talking on today's show about the importance of parenting, especially dads, the role, and Doug and John were just giving some examples of things that they did right. First of all, what do you see as a key ingredient that a dad should be for their kids?
Well, first of all, happy Father's Day to my husband, Nick, who's an amazing father to our children. I would say what I've seen in successful families and kids who, you know, are well-behaved, respectful, they're in a two-parent home, the dad is involved in their lives, and I'd say the biggest thing is spending time with your kids. You know, I know there's so many distractions today. Everyone's busy, but I think it's so important as parents and especially as fathers to spend that time with their children. And, you know, I've been blessed to be around many families where the dads are involved, whether it's with scouting, school activities, but they really truly spend time with their kids. And, there's no replacement for that time. So I commend my husband for putting in that time for our two children.
I agree with you, and there's absolutely no excuse for not doing it. When my boys were younger, I was known for being around cocktail parties with one of them on my shoulders, and then later on, one of them was on my shoulders, and the other one was on my hand. And so even though I had obligations, they were included, and I made sure that I didn't miss any of their functions.
Well, and I, with that said, that's one thing when we started Mason Classical Academy, our kids were young when we started this, you know, project, and they were part of everything. They were in boardrooms. They were, you know, helping, you know, clean when we got an office space. They were right there and involved, and we did this together really as a family, and I just think that it's so important. And you don't get these years back. I mean, it goes by so quickly.
It is fast. You blink and it's gone. It's amazing.
It sure does. And I applaud you for not only including your children in that, but also for accomplishing Mason Classical. The only problem I've got with you is you won't rerun for election.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, and I understand why, I understand why. But you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, and that is a look that the Martin Luther King Building, also known as the Taj Mahal, is a swamp of its own type, and it's worse than people think. And, you know, you can only do so much in the swamp when, you know, you're the only one, when you're surrounded by alligators and you're the only dentist there who can pull the teeth out. You know, if you had a few more dentists helping you, it might work. But, you know, when you're the only one, that's kind of tough. Hey, so congratulations, by the way, are in order. I'd be remiss if I didn't say this right now. The numbers are out. All those tests everyone dreads. The numbers from those tests across state have all come in. Collier County's numbers are all in, and it looks like now for either the second or third year in a row that Mason Classical Academy is on the top of the entire heap again.
Yeah, and I was actually shocked to see the Naples Daily News reported that we were the top in the district. It wasn't our pal Annika who wrote the article, but. You know, we actually received some kudos for what we've accomplished. And, you know, we as a school, we don't focus on the test. I mean, obviously, we're required to take it. Our existence to continue being a charter school in Collier County, the test scores do matter. So it's a balance that I think we do appropriately. You know, we don't focus all this energy on the test preparation. We teach our curriculum that we feel is exceptional. which is something I've been, you know, preaching for the last, you know, 3.5 years to the district of what we should be doing. But unfortunately, they are not jumping on board with my educational, not just my educational philosophy, but an educational philosophy that's successful across the country.
Oh, amen. And, you know, it's not that hard to do, because there's really about two relevant components. You have quality interaction in the classroom with a curriculum that's appropriate, that's filled with information, not fluff, and teachers who actually want to teach it. And then the second component is provide a school environment which clarifies what your purpose of being there is, which is to get an education, and that the school behavior plan is geared toward keeping those classrooms places of learning, not playgrounds or zoos.
And also, you're doing it with half the money that the school system's doing it with.
Less than half.
So the results that we've seen, our fifth grade math scores were third in the state. Our civics was fourth in the state, where 83% received a 5, which is incredible. We're in 100% pass rate.
That's rare, 100% pass rate on anything. That's rare.
Civics is so important in what we believe in, and actually what we believe the purpose of education is. I mean, we've shifted so much as a society that our children are being considered just future employees, essentially. And there's so much more to educating the heart, souls, and minds of a child than just saying, we're getting you ready for a job someday. And that is why I think we still see such a demand with our school, with almost a 500 wait list, because parents are saying, wow, look at this. They're actually educating the entire student, and it's about being a good citizen. And really, I mean, look at our 9 graduating seniors and the money they earned going to college was $2.3 million. That's huge, because colleges are seeing, look at these students and the kind of education they're receiving compared to their peers.
It's the whole thing speaks for itself so beautifully, and I think that it's what's being done can be done anywhere. Anyone who wants to do this can do it. You just have to have the cojones to stand your ground and not be bullied around by the cultural whims of the left and you can't be catering to every whim of every household that's different. You have to have a game plan, you have to stick to the game plan, and you have to have the courage to see it through on a daily basis. And
if you can do that, it works. Your point, Joe, I have to say this. We have had a mission. We've focused on this mission primarily from day one. What I see in just being in a school board meeting this past week, one thing I said was, we are so far gone as far as what is our mission as a school district. We want to be all things to all people. Now we're overstepping the parent responsibility and getting involved in social emotional surveys where we're spending, you know, over $250,000 over the next 3 years for. And I'm thinking, this is just another layer. We're complicating things. And really, like you said, Joe, anybody can do what we're doing. They're just so far gone on their mission, and they've lost focus.
Exactly. It's so simple. Hey, we're just about out of time on this, but Kelly, I appreciate this, you calling in today. Also, if you get a chance to listen to the next segment, we're going to explain, like John DePrisco is going to explain, how the welfare system is undermining the things we do at places like Mason Academy and the things good parents do by not just having, they're not about even producing good workers, they're about producing good victims of society. Yeah. So we're gonna explain that in the next segment. But Kelly, I thank you and wish you and Nick a great Father's Day weekend.
Yeah,
and
there's
thanks. Spending. Happy Father's Day, gentlemen.
Thank you so much. Let's jump to Albert before we go to the break. Want to get Albert in here since he was waiting patiently to join the conversation. Albert, welcome to the show.
Hey, Joe. Albert Alessi, just catching up with you, number one. Haven't said hello in a while.
Thank you.
And happy Father's Day to all you guys. And just a shout out to all my family. I have 4 lovely daughters, which I'm very proud of. And, of course, my parents, just real quick, just want to say about my dad, being an Italian immigrant, came over to this country, worked hard, learned the language, and I've got to give the guy tremendous amount of credit for developing the morality and the discipline that my brother and I have had to raise our family. So you think about how that all started with one guy coming across the Atlantic on a ship and figuring out, well, let me make the best of this. And from there came an entire legacy of people that are productive members of society. So that's just, I have to brag a little bit about Pop because just a fantastic story.
Well, and today's the day to do it. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah. Let me ask you the question now. I ask everyone else. If you had to say there's one very important component that you wanted to share of being a good parental, good father, good role model to kids, what would that be for you?
So that's exactly your whole theme. I think it keeps coming back. What Kelly had said, I was listening earlier about doing what you're saying, what you're going to do, and then follow through and actually do what you said you would do. It's a matter of discipline. It's mental discipline. Whether you're running a small business, which is what I do, or you have four daughters, which is what I have, you have to follow through. You have to have the mental discipline to say, listen, if you cross that line, this is going to happen. And then you actually have to do it. And I think, unfortunately, in today's society, we have some parental figures that don't maintain the spine, and they want to be friends first with their kids. It's nice to be friends, but at first you have to be their parent. And as long as you take that understanding, like I have tremendous respect for my father, and that's probably where I learned it, you don't cross dad. If you cross him, there's going to be something bad going to happen.
Yes.
So that's the really important factor that I think in some cases we're losing in modern day society. But you know, on an optimistic point, I think there still are a lot of solid family units, like we talked about, a solid mother, and what mom does is very important. But the idea that you don't cross that line is so important. We learned that with the last administration, that don't cross the line. And what did he do? He crossed the line. Oh, well, that's okay. We'll still be friends. So obviously in the current administration, we have a guy, you don't cross the line. So there's so many take-home messages there, not just parenting or running a business, that it's very, very important to have that mental discipline.
No, I think that's, you know, that's one of the keys in this, as you pointed out, is that whatever you say is going to happen, you got to, even on the positive, if you tell a child something's going to happen on the positive, you've got to follow through with that, because then it builds trust and confidence, and they pay attention to what you say, and you have to build it on the negative. They cross a line, as you said, and there's supposed to be a consequence, then you got to do it.
Absolutely.
You can't waver on this stuff. Hey, by the way, it's time for us to go to the break, and on this break, I'm supposed to talk about your medical practice, but instead of me talking about your medical practice and why people should be going to you as a doctor, would you let me talk to you about it?
Absolutely. So we talk about this all the time. I sponsor your show for many reasons. Of course, it's nice to get the word out there about our practice, but the real reason I sponsor is because you do a fantastic job with getting the word out of what we need to be doing as a society and what direction we should be going in. But in our practice, what we do is basically cater to primary care needs. I talk about private medicine, concierge medicine a lot, and I could probably go on and on. You're going to have to cut me short if you run out of time. But
no, we're good. We're good. Yeah, we can talk.
The idea of providing health care in a complete package is how we practice our health care. It's from soup to nuts, like everything that the patient wants or needs, from services, from finding a specialist. We've been in town now for almost 20 years, and so we're very, very familiar with the referral sources of who should go in what direction. And we act as your hub for your primary care needs. It's really, really difficult in today's world with a lot of the clinic-based medicines that run just, you know, 9 to 5 to get that type of care. So we have a program where we call it our wellness program, and members of that program basically have 24/7 access to physicians, and it could mean anything. Hey, I need a good dentist in town. Can you help me get set up with somebody? Sure, we can do that. We need a referral for whatever type of endoscopy or procedure or surgery. Sure, we can do that. So we act as the hub for all of your healthcare needs, which is what your family doctor should be. And unfortunately, it gets lost in today's system where you kind of take your yellow number and sit in a plastic chair and wait for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, basically that's what we focused on. And as I said, we try and run a very tight ship. I don't want to brag because today is more about Father's Day. It's not really about our practice, but it goes back to what I said before. If you have some mental discipline and you run something in a very organized fashion, it's like a Swiss clock. It just runs very, very well. So we We've been doing it a long time. We're very good at it, so I'm bragging here. But
it's not just bragging; it's just telling the truth about a good operation, a good business, and you know, a great medical practice. And folks, if you want to contact Dr. Albert Alessi, you can go to AlessiFamilyCare.com. You can also go to my website, Joe Whitehead Show website. He's right there, and I can guarantee you, he's the real Albert's the real deal. When you get to know him, you're there. You are where you're supposed to be, and I think that's the best way for me to put it. I want to thank you for calling today.
Once again, I really appreciate what you guys do here every Saturday. I try and listen in. I got a lot of stuff going on with family and kids, but please keep. You guys are doing a fantastic job. Programs like yours are what keep us all focused on what's important to us. So, thank you for what you do.
Thank you, my friend, and have a great Father's Day tomorrow.
Yep, take care.
Take care. And with that said, folks, we're going to take a quick time out, and we're going to come back, and John is going to give us this report, which I think it's going to blow your mind when you hear it. So stay tuned. More to come.
98.9 WGUF Naples FM Talk. Now you can listen live at WGUF989.com.
Hey, do you want to save? I mean big money? Well, then you need to be purchasing your printer ink cartridge refills at Cartridge Depot. That's right, save up to 50%. 50% less than the big store prices. They're locally owned and operated. These are real people who live right here in Collier County with real answers to your questions. Go in and check out Cartridge Depot. Save big bucks. Get quality products. And by the way, they actually test out their cartridges before they sell them to you. That's right. Quality control from Cartridge Depot. Good products. Save big bucks. Check them out. Cartridge Depot, 2622 Tamiami Trail North. Go there today.
Check them out on thejoewhiteheadshow.com.
Managing your lawn care needs is a priority for all homeowners. Classic Lawns is number one when it comes to mowing, trimming, fertilizing, and landscaping. Owner and hands-on manager Manny Torero can give you an estimate and get the job done. Classic Lawns of Collier County is my own lawn care, landscaping, and tree trimming choice. Make them yours. Classic Lawns offers the best lawn care at reasonable rates. If you want the best, call Classic Lawns of Collier County Incorporated. Call them today at 455-6900. You'll be glad you did.
God, I love that song. Yes. It just says it all. And welcome back, folks. This is the Joe Whitehead Show, coming into the home stretch here, talking about parental responsibility, being a great dad. This is our Father's Day weekend show. Doug Rankin's in the house. John DePrisco's with us in the house. Mm-hmm. And we're going to turn this segment over to John because he prepared, I think, a great report about how the work that you as a parent in a family, as a dad, the work you're doing is being undermined literally on a daily basis by what our government does in the name of we're helping you. And John, give us the breakdown of this, if you would.
Well, Joe, it started with the so-called war on poverty. Where means-tested welfare pretty much took over the role of dad. And so what we had was in 1965, unwed childbearing was about 7%. Today it's over 40%.
Ooh.
Yeah. And, yeah, and, you know, the math is easy to do, you know.
This is the term baby daddy.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it's become. So means-tested welfare, which there's over 80 programs, including food stamps, which is now called SNAP, the more you earn, the less you get in benefits. So why get married to, you know, a father who has an income? Your benefits could go down to zero.
Also, so, if it weren't for those programs, a lot of people would think twice before they'd put themselves in that position because they know it's like, you know, good Joe to Jamaica. There's no safety net. You just either work or you starve.
Now, you've got in this report something interesting. It says, since the beginning of the war on poverty, less educated mothers have increasingly become married to the welfare state and to the taxpayer rather than to the fathers of their children. That's an interesting observation.
Yeah.
But it's kind of graphic, but it sounds that this is true.
Yes.
Yeah, and it creates a never-ending feedback loop where you don't need fathers because you have welfare, and because you don't have fathers, you need welfare.
Yeah, it's a self-licking ice cream cone.
Yeah, no,
I totally see that. I think we got Bob Rommel on the line, wants to jump in here and say something about this. Let's take Bob real quick. Bob, welcome.
Hey, Joe. Hey, how are you doing? And I want to wish you and your audience a happy Father's Day.
Thank you, Bob.
You too, Bob.
I'm catching the conversation, and you know, as we see in society, everybody's talking about increased mental illness, you know, the gun violence that we see around. And to me, it's a direct correlation of the breakdown of the American family. And in 1950, only 5% of babies were born out of wedlock. Another interesting thing, Joe, too, in 1950, 97% of Americans believed in some type of God. Today, it's 75%. So as we have these issues around, we're looking for the solution. The solution is in the family.
You know, it's interesting. I'm looking at a breakdown of some information that John provided here, and I won't go into all the comparisons, but as we see in society, 40% of kids are born without an intact family.
Right.
But what's interesting is the lowest, what I'd call, or the biggest departure from that, the one group that departs from that and is much more traditional are the Asian Americans and Pacific Islander Americans, whose rate of that is only 17%. In other words, they have a very, very low rate of children born outside of a home or outside of a marriage, and that also corresponds with some numbers I've looked at in the last few shows, by which we looked at who's getting arrested. And in terms of the prison population, the Asian American and the Pacific Islander American population on the prison end is almost don't even exist in prison.
Yeah.
No.
They're not committing crimes.
Yeah, and unfortunately, on the other end of that scale, you've got 73% on the black community.
Well, and I think what it shows is if you have a core value that's strong and you value family and the family staying together, it has a direct impact on kids.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. It's 100% there, Joe. And in the areas around the state or the country that have the biggest issues, they keep coming to their state legislators or federal congressmen and say, listen, we have issues. We need more money. But we all know money is not the problem. It's families. Families need to be families. You need a mom. You need a dad. You need to have dinner together. You need to pray together.
Amen.
And that'll solve a lot of problems.
Amen. Bob, we have to run, but I want to thank you for this because we're up against the clock here. But Bob, this was Bob Robin, ladies and gentlemen, one of our state reps, doing a great job. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for calling us.
Thanks, Joe. Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Happy Father's Day. I'm glad he brought that up because it really kind of brought it to real. But you've got some more data here I'd like you to share with the audience. It's just phenomenal, John.
Yeah, well, if you're looking at married coupled families with children, since 1959 up until 2012, it stayed roughly equal around 25 million. But the single parent families with children has gone from under 5 million to almost 15 million.
So they're starting to rival. In other words, it's at this point, it's what, 20 plus million families with children where there's an intact marriage, and 15 million where there's not.
Right, and it's growing by leaps and bounds.
That's growing faster.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. The other one's staying the same.
And so what also we're seeing is incarceration rates of young people is going up. The suicide rate of young people, suicide rate has gone up about 30% in America over the last few years. The other irony is amongst the population of 25 and under, it is the number two killer. The number one killer are accidents.
Yeah.
The number two killer is suicide for 25 and under. So all these numbers that are emerging, they're sending us a message. When you destroy the family, when you promote the welfare state, as you pointed out beautifully, is what we're becoming, this has a carryover damage statistically. When you look at the numbers are there. When you damage the family, you damage the kids. When you damage the kids, you start to see crime go up, suicide rates go up. Productivity of people in the workplace goes down. It's a terrible cycle.
Yeah, and everybody's looking to the federal government to fix it, and they're part of the problem.
Part of what's so. I mean, this is something that's. It's going to take a revolution, literally, to fix any of this and stop from happening. I want to say a quick word about parenting because we're almost out of time here completely. Yeah. But I want to say something to all the dads out there. I said, number one, I heard some advice on this show today I think was stellar from all our guests. Biggest thing is, one, don't ever let your kids see you completely give up. Giving up is a bad thing.
No.
Letting if you show them something's tough and you can work it through, even if it's a challenge that takes you takes a lot out of you to get there, when your kids see you work at something and then succeed, that is such a powerful message to them. Also, another powerful message is, as Dr. Albert pointed out, accountability.
Yeah.
You know, you have to draw lines and say, don't cross them or there's going to be a problem. But when you make a promise, or you say something to them about, here's something we're going to do that you want to do, you got to fulfill that too. So you have to keep your word to kids, that because it also teaches them to keep their word. It reinforces honesty. It reinforces all the other values that fall in line. Those are just a couple of things in summary I think that we kind of all touched on one way or another on today's program. And since we only have about 45 seconds left, Doug, give me 15 seconds of wisdom.
Just stick with them, spend time with them, don't draw those lines, provide the united front's a big thing. Anybody try play one side against the other and all that, but you just stick with them, you make sure their time is occupied with things that are fun, and also things that are work, to teach them the value of a dollar, but also make sure they have a good time growing up.
Thank you for good stuff. Good stuff.
Happy quick, Father's John. Day, Lou, 87 in North Naples, my dad.
All right, 87, okay. Fantastic. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you all for tuning in today and every week. We thank all. We have great sponsors. Go to my website, thejoewhiteheadshow.com. Check out the great sponsors we have. They're great people in our community, small business owners. They're patriots like you. Support them. They support us. Support them. We thank everyone who listened today, everyone who called in today. Whip out. This is the weekend. Get that grill out. Even though it's hot outside, Get that grill out. Turn it on. And remember, as always, to keep the grill hot and the beer cold.